Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our spiritual exercise for the week, that's supposed to come at the end of the homily. But this is a spiritual exercise I've been looking forward to sharing for a long, long time. Besides telling people to pray each day, I think this is the single most frequent piece of encouragement I give to confession. Not penance, but just something I recommend again and again and again. I think it's actually something that should be a rule of life for all of us. But for starters, our spiritual exercise for this week. 4 words. No screens past 8 p.m. It's really quite simple. It's really not that difficult either. It's quite small, honestly. When we hear that, no screens after 8 o'clock, and we have a little twinge in our hearts of like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. We should sit with that with the Lord. Break it open a little bit more. If you want to do it with family, okay, fine. If you want to limit it to just phone calls or texts, okay, fine. But the reason we're saying no screens past 8 p.m. is such a good spiritual exercise because it puts to death the things in our hearts that are worldly. Screens aren't bad. We can use them wrong, of course. Just like in our gospel, the bountiful harvest of the farmer isn't bad. His relationship to, "I've got all these riches, I have to store up and have more and more and more," is what gets bad. The reason I recommend so often that small little death to self of no screens past 8 p.m. is because we are not good at putting to death the parts of our hearts that are earthly. If we do this, it affects any sin we might be facing. If we struggle with sloth, or just the doom scrolling of, "I want to check out and rest," this fights against that and says, "No, this is in charge of me. I put this desire to death, and my rule is, after this time, none of it." If we struggle with sloth, it's a gateway drug to many other sins, such as lust. And when we're struggling the most, and our hearts and our minds are least strong, when we're tired, lonely, sad, late at night, we have to have that willpower to put to death our earthly desires and say, "No screens past 8 p.m. If we struggle with shopping or greed online, we just start shopping for things. This little thing can face that. If we struggle with anger and turn to the news too often, this small little thing can help fight against it. Perhaps the pride we face against and are constantly thinking, "What others think about me, me, me," on social media. This little death to self, so small, no screens past 8 p.m. by myself. It's such a little, little thing, but it's so powerful because we have that constant thing in our lives when I tell myself, "I, in a small way, choose to die with Christ. I, in a small way, put to death that earthly desire in my heart that wants to use the phone, in a way that's not meant to be used. That constant, I die to myself, in that little way, forms us so powerfully. It fights against sins, but not only that, it makes space for the Lord. If we do that, we suddenly have some time. We suddenly have attention to give to others in our family. We suddenly have just space in our hearts. We can pray to the Lord. Maybe making extra space just to give God time. Maybe even just you'll find yourself praying on accident with that free time. That small discipline, that small death to self of our earthly desires kills our lust, acedia, pride, sloth, anger, all these sins, and just tells God, Lord, you know my heart. You know if I let it go unchecked, it will go after any of these things. This little no screens past 8 p.m. by myself is such a small little way we can tell God, okay, Lord, I die to myself. That is our spiritual exercise for the week. Focus on just this week and see what the fruit is next Sunday. And if you see this helped, keep going. If there's anyone here who thinks, I think I'm okay, I'd rather not. Okay, no one's forcing anything. But in a week and 2 weeks, if nothing's changed, this is such a healthy, small, good way to say, okay, Lord, I die to myself in these earthly desires so that I can live for you.